Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for hanging around with us today. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Georgia Donovan is with us. She's our good friend and our resident business etiquette expert. She's also a fashion stylist and a wardrobe coach. She hasn't helped me with my wardrobe yet, but we're going to have to work on that. But she did help me try to help me be charming once before, and that was no mean feat. I'm not sure she quite pulled it off, but I know she tried really hard. Georgia Donovan, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Nice to be back.
It's good to have you back. And, Georgia, I'm still kind of practicing some of those charming techniques that you offered me last time.
Well, keep working, Jim.
I'm trying.
Okay.
Georgia, I know one of the things you want to talk about today is making sure that we when we open our mouths, that we make a good first impression, that we, at least if we don't help ourselves, at least we don't hurt ourselves. And this is a lesson that I have to remind myself about a lot. And I'm sure there are at least one or two other people in the audience who might feel the same way.
Yeah, one of the biggest things that you have to make sure when you go to a business luncheon or a business dinner is the impression that you're making. And sometimes people think, well, I'm just going to go there and be myself. Well, being yourself might not always be the ticket.
Yeah,
you have to watch what being yourself means.
Yeah, that can be a little dangerous sometimes. But I'm really it's so funny because, folks, I'm pointing this weapon at myself here too. But you know, I know people who think that they're just the coolest people in the world, and they don't realize that they really aren't. and I'll tell you what else blows me away, are people who go places that's not where they're from. Wherever they are, it's not where they're from, and it's people act differently, they speak differently, and they never notice what's going on around them.
Right.
And they plop themselves down in the middle of this new environment and act like folks do back where they're from.
Yeah, they don't try to acclimatize themselves to the new environment that they're living in now.
And that can be
very, very offensive to people.
Well, you know, even if it's not offensive, it just sort of stands out like a sore thumb. And it's okay. I've had people, when I've talked to people about this before, I've had them to say, well, I'm not going to put on airs, I'm not going to be pretentious. You know, I'm not going to act like somebody that I'm not. But the thing is that you just don't have to stand out.
Right, and you can tailor your behavior. I think I call it, you know, having 5 golden rules when you go somewhere. And the reason that I'm really impressing this upon you as a business audience is that your manners, your impression can be the kiss of death on a business deal, and you don't want to do that, especially in the small business arena, where every time that you're out there is really, really important.
Right. Yeah, and it, you know, as much as your mother loves you, maybe the way you are should be toned down just a little bit. And one of the things that I try to do, and I really worked hard on this over the years, Georgia, is when I find myself in a situation with people I don't know or an environment that I'm not familiar with, I try really hard just to keep quiet for a while and see what's going on.
Absolutely. So listen, they said that's why the Lord gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen. Right, learning to be a good listener, and listening is a very powerful tool, more so than speaking. It's really an important communication tool. To be a good listener really takes talent, and people think,
well,
I just stand there. No, it's not. No. And
except for people like you and me, right, Georgia?
you assume a lot. Being a good listener also, you understand the other person, and you also start to earn someone's trust by being a good listener. Keeping quiet long enough, you'll gain empowerment over the situation, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll really hear what the other person has to say.
I don't know how many times, Georgia, I have had something on my mind, or, you know, I had a, a thing that I wanted to say to a person, or I, you know, we'd be talking, or it might be a sales call, whatever, and then because I listened a little bit longer than maybe I wanted to, I made myself listen a little bit longer. Something came out in the conversation that made me say to myself, "Oh boy, I'm glad I didn't say that."
Right. Am I glad I didn't open my mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yep. And so that's, you're right. I'm glad that listening is your first point to us, because this is very important. And I'll tell you what else: listening endears you to other people, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Because they get the idea that you think that they're really interesting.
Being a good listener is very charming.
It is. Yeah, it is.
It really is.
Okay, what's next?
Well, conversation following in the normal sequence of things would be conversation. And conversation, I sort of lump that into a big category. It's not only talking to someone, but also having the right social skills to what kind of questions are appropriate to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And I said appropriate. For example, at a business meeting, if you see someone that you haven't seen in a long time and that person is physically changed, it's not very tactful to say to somebody, "Oh, my God, what happened to you?"
You've been sick?
I mean, you don't know if the person has been on Weight Watchers and an exercise program and is really toned down and lost a lot of weight, or they're suffering from an illness.
You know what happened one time? One of the things that blows me away, and if there's one thing that I think has saved me a lot over the years, it's not my incredible ability to listen or my incredible ability to keep my mouth shut, but it's my I do have one thing that I think that is in my favor. I pay attention and I notice things through my eyes. And a friend of mine and I walked into a business one time, and he was a potential customer, but he knew the guy sitting in front of us. I didn't know the guy, but I looked at him and I said, "You know, I think that guy doesn't look well." I never met the guy in my life, but I said, "You know, he doesn't look right." And so my friend walks in. He doesn't see anything. He sits down, and after a little while, you know, he looks over and he says, "My God, man, you know, what's wrong with you?"
Oh,
and it turns out the guy had been really sick. But
oh.
You know, but the thing is he didn't pay attention. I mean, I could see from looking at the guy that there was something wrong, and I just sort of kept my mouth shut to let him tell me what happened. But
exactly.
But paying attention to me with what's going on around you, and not reacting immediately to what you see is important in any conversation, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Stand by. 20 after. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our good friend Georgia Donovan after these messages. She's got some more important business etiquette techniques for us. Stay with us.
Come down. Off your throne and leave your body alone.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through.
We're back. It's 23 after.
Sweet song.
Little theme music for our good friend Georgia Donovan, our good friend and our guest. This half hour, Georgia is our business etiquette expert. Georgia, I'd have you on the show for a lot of reasons, but if nothing else, just to get to play that music for you.
I know. You always tell me that every time I'm on the show. You like my song.
Well, see, I'm working on the charming stuff. I didn't used to be charming until I met you, Georgia.
That's great. I don't think so, Tim. Thank you.
Georgia, let's talk about the conversation part is really important, knowing when what to say and what not to say. It's important that in the conversation, one of the things that I think, and I know that you were going to talk about this a little bit today, I think one of the most important things that we should not do, that too many people do, that I hear people do, and that is telling me their life story or their business's life story. When
right.
I know when we're only going to be together for like 90 seconds.
What people don't understand is that when you're meeting someone for the first time, this is not the time to give them the capsule biography of your life or the obstacles that you overcame in your life to be in the business you are now, or all of those types of situations. people don't want to hear the story of you, they want, of your life. They want to hear a little something about you that makes you interesting or important, but nobody wants to hear the things that are inappropriate. And keep it short, keep it sweet, and keep it simple.
You need to learn how to do the elevator speech thing, don't you?
Yes, exactly. You try to be able to tell people in about 1.5 sentences and to get their attention and then to strike their interest as to what you do or what your business is all about.
So your elevator speech would be something like, I help business people look and act great. Something like that.
I tell people, my elevator speech would be, I help people to reach their fashion potential, and whether they're male or female doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm. And
maximizing their image for career success. I have a lot of little different vignettes mm-hmm. of things that I could tell people.
That's good that you've got multiple
Well, it depends
elevator
on where
speeches.
I am and who I'm talking to. You know, if it's women over 40, that's a whole different story. If it's,
right.
if it's a mixed audience. The other thing I find that is very, very important, and people think that, you know, a little white lie doesn't hurt, but it's you always must tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Never embellish upon what you are, who you are, what your business is, and make up some fantasy thing about, well, you know, I'm a writer, so I've had like a bestseller, and, oh, I've had
what makes
big
people
business,
do, what makes
I have
people
all these
do
Fortune
that?
100 clients, you know.
What makes people do that?
Lack of self-esteem and trying to fit in, really, are
yeah.
two things, most important. People try to have lack of self-esteem, that you're not comfortable with what you really are and what you have accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is trying to overinflate or over, you know, tell people that you're really very important. Hey, look, I'm really important because I did this. So, you know, that's it's in a way it's very sad. And I've been to many, many situations where, especially when I was in my years in corporate America, where someone would tell you all about this fabulous job they had, and it sounded like they were the CEO and all the things they did, and you realize that they're only a first-level manager.
Right. Georgia, before we go any further, give us your website, please.
It's www.theclosedoctor.com, all spelled out.
Theclosedoctor.com.
.com.
And what do we find when we get there?
You're going to find all the things about me, my seminars, and also my booklets and products that are available for sale now.
Okay. Right.
I've been taking a lot of what I've been doing and capsulizing it in 40 or 50-page booklets that are for sale on the web, plus my fashion journal for women. Plus, I even have a fashion statement there now that you can go up on the web and buy.
Good. Check that out when you get a chance at theclosedoctor.com. Georgia, what about this? What about when we go to a mixer and we know we're only going to be with people for a few seconds, maybe just a couple or 3 minutes at the most? We think about that as writing a postcard. In other words, if I give you a postcard and I say, tell me about yourself, you've got to net that out, as opposed to me giving you 6 sheets of paper and say, telling me about yourself. Shouldn't
Very
we
different.
Think of a mixer like a postcard?
Yes, exactly. Like something that you can put on the back of a penny postcard.
Penny postcard. Georgia, I'm afraid you're dating yourself.
I guess I am, yes.
That's pretty funny. But it is so boring when people walk up to you at something that everybody knows is going to be just a meet and greet kind of thing, and hey, how you doing? What do you do for a living? And they roll out their product catalog or something. Never do that, folks. That's awful. But I see people doing it all the time.
I know. The other thing that we really need to emphasize is that people need to be tactful. You don't want to criticize anyone. You don't want to gossip. You don't want to interrupt and be obnoxious. And you don't want to ever ask personal questions.
What about teasing people? You know, a lot of people like to tease, and that's okay. But if you don't know somebody, you really shouldn't be teasing them, should you?
Oh, no. People can find that very offensive. I really mean that. There are some people that think it's funny. There are some people that are offended by it. I find teasing is very, very offensive. And I have a very good sense of humor. Anybody that knew me personally would know that. But I think that is one of the worst things anybody can do to a stranger.
If you don't know, exactly, if you don't know them, or if something hasn't come up that everybody can have some fun with, it's obviously, like if somebody drops something or something. Georgia, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Oh, very welcome. It's always been my pleasure, Jim, and blessings to you and your audience.
You too. Tell Jim we said hello.
I will.
Georgia Donovan, ladies and gentlemen, she's at theclosedoctor.com. Check that out when you get a chance. Quick break. It's 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.